Well, a lot of people commute to a DC significant distance, I mean, not just me.
I know.
All right, so we'll say good morning. Well, if there's one thing you could depend upon, it's that there are no delayed openings for Das Asmucha. All right, no cancellations, sleet, snow, rain, whatever it is.
And the coffee's ready.
And the coffee's always going to be ready. Is the coffee probably even more dependable than me? That's not. All right, well, so let's begin. So we left off page Kuf Aleph. So you remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea in terms of we're now working in the world of emotion. And in the world of emotion, there he's talking about the detrimental effects, the detrimental impacts of negative emotions. Specifically, again, how sometimes a person could become so consumed and fueled by hatred that a person engages in actions and activities that are objectively counterproductive. So he says, we're actually on page Kofal with about three paragraphs down. Hadugmaos rabos umukaros. The examples are numerous and well known. Ninasen la'amod ma'at al sog haregesh shekayim ba'adam klapis losa. So we'll say he's going to talk about something amazing now. He says, let's spend a little bit of time speaking about the real deeper aspect of the feelings that man has towards the other. He says, Kasher bara HaKadosh Baruch, listen to this. This is really going to blow you away. He says, Kasher bara HaKadosh Baruch lesa adam. When God created man, bitchilas bri'aso bara'o yichidi. Remember, when man was created originally, man was created as an individual. La'achar mikan, asa lo ezer kinegdo. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made God, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man an ezer kinegdo, literally a helpmate opposite him. U'kimo kein noldu ha'yilodim kain v'hevel. Aval ha'mivna harishoni shel ha'briya lo haya mivna shel shnayim, ela mivna shel adam yachid. But it's a very interesting idea. In the original form of creation, man was created as a solitary being. Man was created all alone. Company, in the form of Chava, in the form of children, only comes later on in the narrative. B'nekutazu tamun omek rabbo said, listen to how profound this idea is. He says, within this little nekuda, within this particular point, there's a very profound idea. Ule inyonenu, b'nefesh ha'adam kayomim shnei kochos. Within the soul of man, there are two primary kochos. There are two primary forces. Yesh koach b'nefesh shechai ba'olam sheyesh bod anoshim. There is one, and maybe the better way to say it almost is not even just forces, but that there are two sides to man's personality. There is what we'll call social man. And social man is a man that lives in the world with others. Koach zeh Hiskala la'achar shechava notzra, u'la'achar shenoldu kain v'hebel, v'hispashta habriya yoser. So remember, social man, this is a function of chava being created, of man having children. Social man ultimately lives in a world with others and spends a good part of his life interacting with others. But watch this. Aval yeshno koach kodem. But there's actually another koach, that is an earlier koach. Shu amok yoser b'nefesh adam, that is even deeper and deeply, more deeply embedded in the soul of man. V'hu hakoach hapnimi sha'adam chay im atzmo levad ba'olam she'ein anashim. So we'll say, listen to this idea. There is social man and there's solitary man. Solitary man is Adam, is Adam Arishon in his original state, is man in a world all by himself without others. Koach ze hiskale b'tchilas b'riyaso shel adam kishenivra levad. This koach was ultimately exposed, or this koach was revealed when man was in the world all by himself, yichidi. Lo haya ben adam nosaf sheyachol le'ahov oso ilisna oso. But also, I remember in the beginning, there was no one else for man with whom man could interact. There was no one to hate. There was no one to love. There was no one to interact with. Solitary man was in the world all by himself. So, social man, I think we all know and recognize very well. Because the truth is, again, we're social man, right? We live in the world with others. But how do we use perhaps this koach of solitary man to be able to help us with negative emotion? Listen to this. When man lives with the realities around him, humifateach regashos shalilim klapav mikol siba shihi. So I'll say, listen to this. If there's one thing that's a reality and part of being social man, it's what? You're going to have negative interactions. You can have negative interactions. It's part of living in the world. Whether it's the person who takes your parking spot, whether it's the friend who lets you down, whether it's the fight you have in your marriage, whatever it is, social man is always going to have negative interactions. Just hopefully positive interactions also. But that's just the derech. So what happens and remember, going back to what we said before, those negative interactions, you know, we'll say the difficult part of negative social interactions is that they often create like a downward spiral. You know how it is when you get into an argument with someone. So the truth is the argument very rarely ends when the two people part company. You know, even if you stop arguing. But the truth is now what happens very often. I'm sorry?
It stays
with you. You know, you're not as productive throughout the rest of the day. You don't feel good about yourself. You're angry. You get angry. You snap at others. You know, there's a ripple effect. So there's two parts. There is the actual social fallout, and there are the ramifications of social fallout. So what do you do, says the Mechaber, when you have the situation of a negative social interaction? So look what he says. Kan alav legalos. As koach ha'penimi b'nefesh she'adam chai b'soch atzmo, or menatek mima shekore. So let's listen to this. So the Mechaber suggests that when a person has these negative feelings, a person has a koach to disassociate from the world around him. Essentially, when social man has a negative interaction, he has the ability to become a solitary man and ultimately withdraw from the world around him. Again, just for a little bit. We're not talking about to withdraw, like withdraw from the world, but sometimes in order to escape or avoid some of the negativity, social man has to become solitary man. Afilu im ha'omed kenegdo heitzer lo v'haralo. Sometimes, again, the person who I'm interacting with has hurt me and upset me terribly. V'ze eineno sinas chinam ledaito, ela sinas chovo. Right, Rav says, sometimes we have arguments with people or we get into fights with people and they hurt us. And the truth is, I hate that person. And it's not sinas chinam, because sinas chinam is baseless hatred. It's sinas chova. I never heard this term before. Right? Yeah. Sinas chova means what? Obligatory hatred. What does that mean? You've done something objectively that is bad and I hate you for that. I'm a human being. I hate you. I hate you for what you did to me. Kisavaru. Because I feel in my heart that I have an obligation to hate you for everything you've done to me. But sometimes when I feel those feelings creeping in, man must transition from social man to solitary man. In order, man must activate that ability to be a solitary being in order to escape those negative emotions. So he says this ability to become a solitary being is something that's with us from the beginning of creation. It's very interesting. You see, no one disagrees with the fact that Adam was solitary man and transitioned into social man. The difference is that most understand that once Chava, Cain, Hevel, the rest of the world came along, man lost that ability to be solitary man and is just simply social man. What the Mechaber over here is suggesting is that no, that koach to be solitary man was never lost. It was never lost. What happens is man was now endowed with another identity, but the ability to become solitary man still remains. Hulo is stalik la'achar shechav nivra, ele nignaz amok besoch libo shala adam. But rather, it is buried deep within the heart of man. And a person has to know how to properly use it at the right times and in the right place. Turn the page. Let's see a little bit. We'll go a little bit further. Chas v'shalom, im adam mishtamish b'techun azu, b'makom halonach. I will say, obviously, a person can get themselves into a terrible amount of trouble if a person uses this koach at the wrong time. He says, halo matim, an inappropriate time. Hare shu chai b'sof seviva v'doig rak la'atzmo. Zohi techuna shalilis. Hu nikra egoti, egoist. V'achai rak v'atzmav. So we'll say, obviously, like most things in life, this koach of being solitary man has different uses. If used incorrectly, what it ends up being is a person leads an egotistic life, right? Solitary man who withdraws ultimately from the social world around him becomes only involved in himself. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu not abanu as hakoach shel halevad. V'nasal lanu b'chira. God gave us this koach of being solitary and gave us the choice. Ha'im li'ishtamish bo b'makom anachom. Should I use it in the right place? B'zman anachom, in the right time. Aminas lihisnatek mimishetzarech lihisnatek benefesh, to disconnect from someone ultimately who's going to harm me in a spiritual fashion. O chas v'shalom lihishtamishbo b'makom shabo roi lihisyaches la'achirim. Or will I, God forbid, use it negatively and disassociate myself from others? And in that case, ultimately, a person will only end up living for themselves and living within themselves. So we'll say, we'll stop over here. But what comes out from this, I think, is a very profound yisod. What the Mechaber is telling us is two identities of man. There's solitary man, which is Adam HaRishon, before anyone else was created, and social man. And they're both important parts. The idea over here is solitary man. We often forget about this idea. And this is especially true in today's day and age, where we're always connected. People rarely have time to be with themselves or have time to really contemplate things on their own. We're always messaging, texting, talking, is something. But this idea is the Mechaber, that there is the idea of solitary man. You know, kids and family, of course, but kids and person else has. People find time to watch football, even though they have kids in a family. Right? You know, I'm saying, let's not blame it on the kids and family for everything. So they find time for cricket. No. Right? So the idea over here is that a person has to, the Mechaber hasn't defined how we access this yet. This we don't yet know. But somehow there is this ability to go ahead and almost withdraw socially in a healthy way, to withdraw from the world around me and to become a solitary man. Now, what happens when you do this? See, he says the negativity of social interactions is, in effect, is ultimately a result of being within a social context. There are times when a person has to withdraw from the social context to be by himself in order to escape negative emotions that are engendered by negative social contact. So what the Mechaber is going to say over here is, essentially, when man has these negative social interactions, how does he escape the fallout of those things? How does he escape, ultimately, these things tarnishing his neshama? He transitions from social man to solitary man. How to do that, exactly, and what exactly that looks like, Emir Tashem will continue with tomorrow.
That's what I say when I have to give up smoking, give up alcohol.